a big weekend.
It means it's time to check in with Jonathan Toman. He is the manager of Peak Radar for the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. Jonathan, happy finally Friday. It is the weekend.
It sure is, Renee. Same to you. I'm pumped.
I am too. And of course, it's the weekend before the Thanksgiving holiday. We know lots of folks are already going to go on vacation, so I'm sure there's plenty of stuff to do in the area.
There is, and the holidays are upon us, as you mentioned, so the holiday events are starting to roll through Peak Radar, and so that's going to be a focus of a couple of the ones I'll mention today for everybody.
Perfect.
First of all, tomorrow is the Winter Lights at Seven Falls event, actually from around 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Seven Falls will be open for most of the day, and you can go check out Seven Falls, but the big part of it is the lights, of course, and it was a tradition that was started in 1947 to promote the canyon at night. So colored lights, white lights, all sorts of different lights going on, and there will be more than 100,000 individual lights lining the path leading to the falls and around the falls. And so you can check it out all day, but especially after dark, it's going to be quite an event tomorrow night at Seven Falls.
It sounds absolutely amazing.
Yep, it's pretty spectacular. I've been a couple years, and it's fun just to check it out. And it's so different than how you regularly see the falls.
Right.
So it's definitely check it out if you get a chance.
Perfect.
On Sunday, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra is in town for two shows, actually, at 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. And it's the 20th year that they've been on the road, and they'll present The Ghosts of Christmas Eve is the name of the show this year. And obviously, that's an exciting spectacle with stage effects and all sorts of great Christmas music. So that's a good way to kick off the season and get you in the mood for the holiday season as well.
And if you haven't been to a Trans-Siberian Orchestra show, it is quite the production.
Yeah, no, I bet. I have not. It's on my list of things to do. But it's I've heard great things about it as well.
Yeah, fantastic
show.
We also have
at Sunrise United Methodist Church on the north side of town, they have the Sunrise Players, and they're going to present the musical A Wonderful Life tonight at 7 and tomorrow and Sunday at 3. And you can go up to the church and check out the musical again, based on the musical in 1986, which was based on the movie, of course, that came out much before that. So that's another cool thing, again, to get you in the mood, sort of as we have these holiday events, getting you ramped up.
Absolutely.
We also have tomorrow the Carter Springs African Marketplace from noon to 4 p.m. at Hillside Community Center, and it's the pre-Kwanzaa African Marketplace. So they'll have all sorts of cultural art, crafts, organizations that you can go and check out at the Hillside Community Center tomorrow.
And Jonathan, I know you just highlighted just a few of the events happening this weekend and this upcoming week. So how can folks go see all the events happening in our area?
Yeah, all the details for what I mentioned, as well as a holiday guide, will be up soon. And there's all the details at peakradar.com.
Well, Jonathan, it is great to talk to you. Have a fantastic weekend. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk with you soon.
Yep, same to you, Renee. Thanks.
Thank you. It's 7:40 now at KRDO's Morning News.